Jane Christie, who of course has been at the very heart of this story in Northern Ireland, is with us now. Sarah Yurt's mother. Jane, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your reaction to what the First Minister, Peter Robinson, has said?
Absolute devastation. Sarah and I were just totally devastated this morning. You know? It's very brave and very, very hard to listen to the stories that's being shared this morning. But it's Sarah didn't want to go through the birth, doesn't want to go through the birth, and there needs to be another option.
Did you meet the First Minister about this?
A number of occasions, and certainly the impression that we were given behind closed doors is not what he's coming forward with now, and it's extremely disappointing.
What had he said to you when you met him?
He said he had a difficult job with some of his party members, but that he understood and he was prepared to help. And we were being led to believe that we were going to get the help by a number in the party. One thing I can make clear is we are in receipt of a letter December 2013 from Edmund Poots, the then Health Minister, to say that it will not work through guidelines. It's there in black and white. We've told them every time we've met. We've told every MLA that we've met with. It's very, very hard, very difficult going round and having to hear the same, relay the same and hear the same story over and over and over again. And my daughters sit there and go through it and be told that we're going to get help and then this not happen. Sarah's just absolutely devastated this morning. And the amount of texts and support that we're getting from even the women that have gone through it themselves is just it's unbelievable.
Who promised you their support? Who specifically?
We met with the majority. We met with the DUP as a party and there was many in a room. We met with them individually. Geoffrey Donaldson told us months and months ago that they would be given a free vote and we held on to it and didn't go public with it because we didn't want to be seemed to be causing a media frenzy or trouble. And we waited until we spoke to Peter Robinson. And I asked the question to have it totally clear that it was going to be a free vote. And he said that he couldn't be seen, this party couldn't be seen to support the conscience clause for Ashers, which was choice and not have a choice, give his party a choice in this.
Well, presumably, Peter Robinson, the First Minister, has not said, let's be fair to him this morning, First Minister has not said there will not be a free vote. And maybe what he's doing is, maybe he's adding up the Assembly arithmetic
and he
doesn't think he can get it through. What impact has this had on you, Jane, I can hear?
Devastated. Just devastated. Sarah, she's worried sick. She can't move on to any more family. I mean, there's things... I know there's ladies, mums that have been in touch with Sarah and they have said their very next pregnancies have been exactly the same. And all the time we've been going around MLAs, we've been saying that this could happen again and now we know that it can happen again. And it's very, very difficult. Very difficult.
Jane, you know I have to say this to you, that
yep.
that the First Minister, his job is to represent everyone in the country, not just your view, not just Sarah's view,
yep.
and there will be some people that really, really do not want him to change the guidelines, to change the law, because they feel that there is a child, and they feel that that child has a right to life.
Look, we have very, very difficult time with this. It's not something that we want. And we are trying very, very hard not to let this get out of control. But one thing I can say, they keep talking about all these letters that have been submitted in support. These mums that go through the termination, it's the stigma and the shame and the embarrassment of it. And it's hard for them, very, very, very difficult for them to speak out in support of it. Nobody wants to deal with it. People avoid you.
Jane, what do you say to the First Minister of our country this morning, Peter Robinson?
Please give us the help that you promised us.